Morning. Oh, there it goes. Okay, it's working now. I listened back to that and it actually wasn't that bad of an impression, if I do say so myself. Strawberry and Cream's Crozzoni. That one was not as great. Mika and I are obsessed with those videos right now. I've started following her. Shit, I forgot her name. She does all these like characters, the Snapchat filters. She's on TikTok. I'll go look at her name right now because it's amazing. She's probably at like half a mil right now. When I started following her, it was like 200, and then she had just posted about how she hit like 100K, and then like I woke up and it was like she posted about hitting 300K. 'Cause her videos are just like so good. She's so funny. Hold on, let me get her name. Her name's Nina Humphrey on TikTok. She has these Snapchat filter videos. I don't know, probably on Snapchat too. I don't have Snapchat. And I think her Instagram right now, she just like blew up. So she's at
Wow.
350. She's going places. This girl's hilarious. So good morning. I had to finish my book before we talked. So that's why we're running late, okay? I had to finish my book and we're going to talk about it. So I forgot to mention for Rose of Jericho and Red Rabbit. I almost said Bad Bunny and Red Rabbit. One Rose of Jericho, oh no, Red Rabbit. I don't know if it's no. So far, just in Red Rabbit, there's folk singing with guitars and music and multiple people singing. So I recommend the audio version of the book because you get like the full experience. And also, if you're eating or cooking dinner, don't listen to the book because it's gross. It has to do with like, witchcraft and bodies and just, ooh, you good? It's just nasty. And I found myself like not being able to eat while listening or like make food at all while listening to the book. So, fair warning. So, last week I tried to read The Dead Come to Stay and then I realized that it was technically it's the second book. And so I went to get the first book, which is The Framed Woman of, or Women, wait, Woman, sorry, The Framed Woman of Ardenmore House. Okay. And I kind of already know a little bit of what happened there because of the second book on accident. But they're intriguing. It's kind of like, it's crime, I don't know. It's like silly and. I don't know too much about it because I kind of just started and I started on the wrong one. So also I haven't finished Rose of Jericho because of the food aspect. I just like couldn't handle it like while I was trying to eat or like make dinner or snacks or anything. So I had to just like stop for a while and not listen to it. And then I read, so I was like looking for another thriller to read, and I know that Karin Slaughter had a book that was released recently, so I was like, let me go look at it. And so I just bought it because they're pretty lengthy, like Karin Slaughter. So I typically just get them on Audible, because like you only get so many listening hours on Spotify, and then I don't know. I like to take more risk on Spotify because I don't have to keep the book, And I've returned like three audiobooks in the past month, so I'm pretty sure that I'm about to get flagged and won't be able to return another audiobook. Well, anyway, it is the first installment of a new series that she's starting called like North Falls, which is the town that it's set in. It's like a very small town where people know each other, or so they think. There's like, streets that are named after like ancestors who lived there. And so you basically only have like property if you had it from the ancestor. Like it's like a very old town, and it's a crime story. So I'm gonna read to you what is on the her website description of the book because I don't want to give any spoilers away. It does feel like a two-part book, but there's not any parts to it. It's just like one whole book, but it feels like two books in one. Okay, so the next thrilling mystery from Karin Slaughter, New York Times bestselling author. Yes. Welcome to North Falls, a small town where everyone knows everyone, or so they think, until the night of the fireworks when two teenage girls vanish and the town ignites. For officers Emmy Clifton, it's personal. Sorry, for officer Emmy Clifton, it's personal. She turned away when her best friend's daughter needed help, and now she must bring her home. But as Emmy combs through the puzzle the girls left behind, she realizes she never really knew them. Nobody did. Every teenage girl has secrets, but who would kill for them? And what else is the town hiding? Okay, so much happens. I will say, and usually, in a Karen Slaughter, I feel like I went through the ringer and I need, a glass of whiskey just straight because it's so intense. The depiction of horrible, very graphic scenes of abuse and trauma. It's just a rough read. And I'm needing three palate cleansing romances or something afterwards, heavy. It's heavy, you know? And there's very descriptive and details is in you typically, and it's typically has to do with children or minors. And so it's, I don't know why I put myself through this, but she's a good writer, you know? And so, but I always need a break afterwards, and I have rated her, and I have to get I also have to burn through her books. I just have to know what's happening, and when I have to get through it. So I burned through this one in, my kiddo's sick. He's a little bit of a virus, a little bug, a stomach bug. So this book was read in 2 days, or it would have been read in one, because I just well, honestly, I think him being sick kind of helped, because we just sat on the couch and hung out all day because he didn't want to leave my side and he didn't want to be up moving around. So that's what we did. So I think that kind of helped, because I got to sit down with them. Anyway, this book is a fast read, even though her books are typically super long. And I didn't feel there was as much depiction of the crimes. It was more because you're seeing more of Emmy, you're seeing more of her POV, and she's a police officer. And then it's more crime oriented, you know, you're more trying to figure out what happened and what's the whole backstory to everything. And then a lot of stuff from people in the town becomes uncovered. And so it becomes this whole larger story. So it's more based on the history of the town and the story, which is by design, because this is the first of the series. So I think we're really setting we're getting the map of the town and the people, and we're getting the foundation laid down, you know? So maybe the next book, I might need some whiskey after, and I won't rate it. I rated this one 5 stars because it was just that good. But I typically rate her books 4 stars because they're really good, but I'm disheveled after. So I didn't feel that way with this one. I felt I had proper closure in a good way. I don't know. So, I mean, it's still rough. Bad things happen. Very bad things. But I don't know. I didn't feel as scarred emotionally from this book, although it is a tough read. So I do recommend. I love her characters. I love her writing. Oh, and I will say, I so had it. I so predicted this one, and I never predict books. And I actually enjoy that I got it right. There was one aspect that shocked me. And see, growing up, my brother was the one who's you didn't see that coming. And I'm no. So he always saw things coming, and then he would point out later and make fun of me. There was one aspect in the book where I was oh, he would have saw that, and he would have been you didn't know that, you know? But other than that, I got it, and I won the case because I understood everything that was happening. Okay. So I'm excited for the next installment, but not too excited. Okay. You can take your time, Miss Slaughter, because I do not think that I could run through, I don't know, Stephen King is like that too. He's pretty heavy and emotionally heavy. So I don't understand my brother burning through Stephen King after Stephen King, but maybe it's in a different way. I don't know. it's hard. I started reading It not too long ago by Stephen King. And then my husband was like, don't you know about the sewer scene? And I was like, no. And so he told me and I looked it up and it's in the first chapter apparently. And I don't know if I can read that. I don't know if I can read that. I remember that back in like 13, I was really wanting to read it, but I had my nephew with me all the time and I was looking specifically for a hardcover copy so he wouldn't be able to rip it because he ripped all my books that were out because I would leave my books out. And he would like just rip them. So that was great. But anyway, I remember that I was like I wasn't talking to this guy. This guy like showed up at my job all the time and I worked at the mall. So like that makes sense that he was just like, you know, stalk me like a lot of people when you work at the mall do. And so I remember that he like bought, I was telling him that I was trying to find the hardcover book or whatever. And then he apparently found it and bought it. And I'm like, this was like when it was hard to find books. Like I just had like a local bookstore and then the Barnes and Noble was like in the next town over. And they just like, I didn't know if I could special order and I didn't have the money to like special order things because I was like a teenager or maybe not. I don't know how old I was. Yeah, no, I wasn't a teenager. But I was a new adult. And I just didn't have the money for that yet, you know? And like he bought it and he's like, I got it for you. And I was like, how much was that? Because literally like this book would have been like $50 back then. And he was like, don't worry about it. It's a gift. I did not want this man getting the wrong impression because I did not like him. So I was like, I said no. And then he was like, well, I already bought it. And I was like, so take it back. And he's like, it doesn't work that way. And I was like, okay, so you read it and then I'll borrow it. And then within 24 hours, he was like, I read the book, here you go. And I was like, I'm not accepting that book. Sorry, because you did not read it. And I want nothing from you. And I don't want to be like, a, you owe me one sort of thing. Because that it was such a big thing. Or maybe it still is. I mean, I have not spoken to other men in a very long time besides my husband. Thank God. And yeah, I don't know. He was just like, yeah, he's like, it's yours. And I was like, no, it's not. And then I didn't take it. And that was the end of that. And now I have it because my husband bought it on Audible. And now you can find a copy anywhere. Like now it's like just everywhere. And I can get a hardcover if I want to. Most of the time, like you can get a hardcover cover now over a paperback because people prefer paperbacks. It's hard to say. So yeah, anyway. I will have to read that. I'll see if I can get through the scene. I don't know. It's weird, but we'll see because I want to read it anyway. I also would like to read, what was the other scene? Oh, it was Pet Sematary. I've been putting off Pet Sematary for a long time because I feel like I'm going to cry. And my brother says that I will cry. So we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. I'm okay with crying. I just like, it has to do with children. You know, and so children, and I just don't know if I can get through that. I just don't know. It's grief, and I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know. We'll see. Sorry if I'm overreacting right now and it's loud. Just apologize for my emotions and reactions and how much space I was taking up. So maybe I should take back that apology. There's some books coming out or that have come out in July, and some books that are coming out in August that I wanted to talk about and see. Like what y'all are reading, and I don't know. I have been thinking about, this came out in July. It's a thriller by Holly Jackson, Not Quite Dead. So she's a best-selling YA author. She wrote A Good Girl's Guide to Murder, that series that has been adapted for Netflix. She's making her debut after 27-year-old Margaret Jett, aka Jett Mason, is attacked and left for dead. She decides to spend her remaining few days of life hunting down her would-be murderer. That sounds cool, but also it kind of reminds me of that book I just read that I was not a fan of, that I can't even remember the title of right now. And also I have been seeing, like, you guys, sometimes TikTok overhypes books that are really bad. Like, We Used to Live Here is so bad. And I feel like it's so bad. I don't know how to describe it. Like it, I just, like if it was like a movie, maybe it would be like a jump scare movie, you know? And the storyline would be lame. I don't appreciate a jump scare movie with the lame storyline. You know what I do appreciate? A zero jump scare movie with a crazy awesome storyline, like Paranormal Activity, aka one of my favorite movie like ever. So I just don't like the, I don't like the Conjuring series that much. Like they don't scare me. Annabelle's not scary. I mean, like the elevator scene with the devil, the demon at the bottom of the basement, that was cool. The only cinematic thing in Annabelle was like when the priest was walking with Annabelle and he was like, it was like a shot from like down below and you could see like a very Catholic Gothic looking church and then he's holding Annabelle and he's like, whatever, that looked cool. That was like pretty, like it looked cool, like I would frame that. But like also Annabelle just doesn't, I just don't think that it like scares me because it's so insane of a plot. Like not the whole like possession thing, whatever, the vessel, the fact that that is the creepiest doll ever. I think it would have been better if they like stuck to the original story of like, and I'm using quotations, air quotes, of the Raggedy Ann doll, because like that's freakier, because that thing's not supposed to be scary. That thing is supposed to be cotton and fabric. The doll that they used, you cannot tell me that if I put on Annabelle's face makeup as just like my everyday daily routine and went out to like the grocery store, you would not go when you saw me. There is no way. And especially if I had like that sharp of cheekbones, you know what I mean? Like there is absolutely no way that that is just like a, what are you talking about? That doll's not creepy. She's so cute. Like you're the one who thinks like, you know, you can't gaslight me into thinking that that is a collector's item doll. That thing was fucking weird. Just saying. And for that reason, I'm just elated to think that someone would think of this doll as like a cutesy thing. That how could this be haunted? Like, and that's not even her fucking voice, but whatever. Anyway, there's a Literary Fiction release that I'm also looking for. I couldn't find it. I like was at Barnes & Noble searching high and low for it. And I couldn't even find the author, like, in just regular books. And so I was like, maybe this is, I don't know, their debut. I don't really know anything about them. So I was like, tried to find this book. It just sounded very intriguing. And then I couldn't find it anywhere. And then I was like, let me check their new releases. Duh. But it was like a July release, you know? And so I was like, maybe they already switched it out or something. Or maybe it's already got, like, a paperback or a few paperbacks, and I couldn't find it. And then I went to check the new releases on my way out of the store, and it's still up on their new release shelf with a hardcover. So I guess a few of them are like, I don't even think like My Friends by Frederick Backman has a paperback yet, you know, and that's like a June release. So is it June or May? I think it was June. But you know, by the way, that's like my favorite book of the year. I love that book. And I think it's his last. He had said somewhere that, he doesn't feel like he has any more in him, like any more stories in him. So I think that's his last, which makes me incredibly sad. And he doesn't even think of himself as a writer, which is, is insane. He's like my favorite. It's crazy. But yeah, I think that's going to be his last book ever. He's so Salinger in that way. But anyway, I couldn't find this book and it was up in the new releases. Let me actually find out what the book is called. The book that I spent the whole time looking for is called The Convenience Store by the Sea by Sonoko Machida. Now, I'm not really sure if this is like the English release because it is originally in Japanese, or if it was already and this is like a re-release. I don't really know. The cover is what got me. It's really cute. And it's apparently stories from the convenience store's customers. So we'll see how it is. I don't know. I really love like markets, and it's just a nice literary fiction book. I mean, I haven't read it, but I'm assuming, and it looks really good, like cute on the cover. I'm totally judging this by the cover and the premise of the book. So we will see. Listen, I was going to go into like a whole deep dive of like August and July releases. I may just have to like do a two-parter of this episode because my audio keeps deleting and I don't even know if this is going to make it through. So I don't know what we're doing. Enjoy this incredibly short episode, I guess. I'll see you back next week. I don't know what's happening. We'll try to figure it out. I don't know if it's like a storage thing or like a bug with my stuff, but we'll figure it out. I'll see you back next week. And thanks for your patience. Bye.